It's fantastic to welcome into Static on 2SER this evening. Gabriella Cohen, how's things?
Hello, things are great.
They should be. They should be good. Are you feeling warm and loved up with an album to launch?
Very much so.
Pink is the colour of the album?
Pink is the colour of the album and the vinyl and the feeling.
And the title as well?
And the title.
So did that title come easily? Pink is the colour of unconditional love?
Yeah, it did come easily. It was like an epiphany that someone told me and it just stuck.
And you didn't say, no, it's yellow, or no, it's dark brown. You thought pink was the colour?
It makes sense it's pink, because I always hear pink for things I love.
And speaking of love, it was an album that came together partly through Tinder, I've heard, because
Yeah. I was hoping someone would catch on to that.
You met someone through there, which then led to you renting this house in the country to make the record?
Yeah, I met a guy on Tinder who is now a fabulous friend. He led me to the farmhouse. I was having a coffee with him, and I was like, oh, God, I need some place to record. I'm looking for a place in the country. And he was like, I know the place. And he drove us there a couple days later. What a guy.
Was that the second date, driving to see the country house, or was that much later?
No, I guess it was the second date, yeah.
Had you decided that you wanted to record this album away from the city or away from distractions? What put this country house in your mind before you even saw it?
Yeah, good question. Well, you know how the Stones did the Exile in France?
Yeah, you couldn't afford to go to the south of France.
Well, definitely not. And I didn't want to do it in a studio because initially we were like, we're going to make a 24-track record, so we need a lot of time and we need to live in a house.
And that was the experience. It was probably a bit less debaucherous than the Stones though, right?
Definitely. Oh, we were so healthy. So much great food and cooking and like swimming in the river. It was pretty magical.
But you didn't get to finish the album in the house, right? You got a call up from Foxygen to go on this tour with them at the start of last year. So were you completing the record while you were on the road?
Yeah, definitely.
That must have been a lot more of a challenge than doing it in a peaceful farmhouse.
100%.
I had seen you note somewhere in the thank you notes that you had an ongoing Wi-Fi crisis around the world.
Yeah.
Just that you're trying to send files of this record back.
Yeah. Oh, man. I always seem to have ongoing Wi-Fi crises around the world. I was in Mexico at one point trying to send stems to my engineer, blah, blah, blah. Like, lots of stressful things like that.
Where you have to, like, stand up in the corner of the room on the bed and look for the signal.
I didn't have a bed. I was, like, in the middle of nowhere driving from, like, beach town to beach town.
And while you're on that tour, did Rado from Foxygen give you any production tips? Because that and Star Power album of theirs, they had recorded partly in hotel rooms and all sorts of places. So
yeah.
I thought he might have been the guy who could say to you, hey, I know the best place in a hotel room to get things done.
No, he didn't. But him and Jackie, his wife now, they were the ones who we got to record little bits and pieces on the record in dressing rooms after our shows with them. They've become dear friends and have sung and performed with us on stage since then.
Wow, why were you doing it in dressing rooms? Just because you were under so much pressure to get it done?
They finish their show and we're like, quick, before everyone leaves on the tour bus to the next destination, we had like half an hour. It was literally very like bam, bam, bam.
Wow, okay. Though I feel you could make a record under any pressure now then, Gabriella.
Yeah, yeah.
And that tour with Foxygen came off the back of you signing to Brooklyn's Captured Tracks. Mm-hmm. That was after the debut album came out, though. So they put it out last year. Did that play into your thoughts about when you were making this record in terms of knowing there were more people hearing it or that it would be widely distributed and that kind of thing?
I mean, yeah, it's always an amazing honour to be recognised and have support from an American label. So I just knew that I wanted to make it as expansive as possible, and I think we did that.
Did being on the road in America influence any of those widescreen sort of country songs that have ended up on this album? Like the close of Sky Rico, sort of this Paris, Texas kind of vibe. But were you looking out the window of the tour bus a bit more while you were making this record and soaking up the atmosphere?
That's a lovely idea, but all the songs were written in Balaclava in Melbourne in 2016.
So these are the glorious sounds of Balaclava.
Yeah, you can hear a truck go past my window into the side of Sky Rico. It's the original vocal take. But so all the songs were already written. So it was nice to be in a different country, but it didn't inspire anything.
Maybe you were daydreaming of America. A couple of the songs even mention LA in the lyrics.
Well, definitely. I was dying to get to America when I was in Balaclava and Portugal, and I did get there, thank God.
There's also a romantic, old-timey charm to so much of this album. You seem fixated on the arrangements aspect of voices, especially Gabriella. Is that something
thank
that you,
you
really think about
Yeah.
When you're putting a song together, is getting the vocal parts right?
Yeah, I'm really fixated with harmonies and what they can do and how they can make people feel. I think it's the most beautiful thing.
And do the songs exist like that before you add instruments to them, or what sort of order do they come in?
The harmonies and the little voices are very intuitive to me, so I'm not quite aware of the process. I just know that they have to be there.
Did you grow up listening to harmony groups? I mean, Miserable Baby has these soaring sort of doo-wop background vocals and a spoken word breakdown. It's like somewhere between the Andrews Sisters and the Crystals. Like, did you have parents or grandparents playing those kinds of songs in the house?
My grandma dearly loved the Andrews Sisters, so I listened to a lot of them, and that was one of the main inspirations for Miserable Baby. That and John Lennon. It kind of came really quick, and I was miserable, in fact, but I wanted to, you know, make it sweet.
Well, it's noted in the song. I mean, the lyrics are, "I'm miserable baby."
Yeah.
And there's also bringing in other people on the record. A song like Change has this dueling question and answer style.
Yeah.
Vocal thing towards its end. So is it good for you to play off other people in the song as well, or other identities?
Well, all those voices are actually just me.
Is this you putting on a deep voice?
Yeah, it's all me, mostly. But there's a choir in I Feel So Lonely that was definitely not me.
You also seem to relish building up the songs through those vocals too. I mean, Recognize My Fate is the real Emmylou Harris, sort of Dolly Parton style harmony track as well. Does it fill out a record for you? Does it fill out a song for you to hear that when it's all done in the mix?
Yeah. I want to respect a song when I hear it. It has to grow. I guess I feel like it grows.
Outside of the vocal aspects of this record, there's also some cut loose rock in there too. I mean, is that why you named the song Neil Young Goes Crazy, to let people know that you also had had a bit of a rock beast inside you too?
I don't know if you know, but you might, when you just record a demo and you quickly just write whatever title sticks.
That's what I thought had happened, but it's good when you keep that title,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Did you name that one Neil Young Goes Crazy because it reminded you of Tonight's the Night or something?
It reminded me of like every drum beat in Harvest. And I was like, yeah, definitely a dedication.
But also, you know, having that blistering guitar solo in there probably helps identify it as well.
Yeah. Well, the original guitar solo was, I feel like, more of a Neil Young ripoff. I mean, I don't know. But I love Tonight's the Night.
Is it good to also name it that so people will know exactly where you're coming from?
Yeah,
when they
so
hear
they
the
don't.
Record?
Yeah, just so they know. You know, it's not a
So your next next record's got Leonard Cohen demo as a title and things like that, right?
Probably, yeah.
Well, it's so good to have the record out and have you launching it in Sydney tomorrow night. You'll be at Wayward's at the Bank Hotel in Newtown in the colour pink, maybe? Pink's the word?
Yeah, I think so.
No sadness, no tears, all happiness.
Yeah, I'm definitely happy. A lot of people are worried about my happiness because all the songs are like, oh, I'm miserable and I'm lonely, but I'm fine.
Unconditional love, Gabriella.
Yeah.
We might have a listen to Mercy off the record right now.
Cool.
It was great to have you in for a chat and have yourself a good launch in Sydney tomorrow night.
Thank you so much. Have mercy on me.